You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
Manufacturing and artificial intelligence. The late FedEx founder Fred Smith and his son Richard Smith helped start the initiative in 2021, and Sophia Surrett reports that it has gained new momentum recently.
Officials point to Elon Musk's xAI supercomputer and its continued expansion in the area. Google plans to build a $10 billion data center in West Memphis and other tech projects as evidence of a digital delta. Townsend said the chamber has been successful in branding and marketing the term. It's created an echo chamber, Townsend said. People are calling it back to us now. This is Sophia Surrett from the Daily Memphian.
The Shelby County Board of Commissioners passed a budget late Monday, June 23rd, with a decision not to raise property taxes. Most commissioners agreed on the need for a tax hike, but couldn't agree on the rate or how the additional tax revenue should be spent. The commission's decision on property taxes keeps the county rate at the $2.69 state certified number. The $1.7 billion final budget included some funding for a Memphis crime lab, for the Homeless Hub Shelter nonprofit, and a few Shelby County Sheriff's Office funding requests made by Sheriff Floyd Bonner, but nowhere near the $75 million he sought. For BuildEase, I'm Natalie Van Gundy. More on these stories and others are available at dailymemphian.com.
Hola, hola. Bienvenidos a La Hora del Sazón con Talia. Soy Talia de WYXR 91.7 FM. I bet people are a little confused. They're like, what's going on? I am so excited to be back on WYXR. I am here with Shelby. I have some amazing guests for us. And I am subbing for our awesome friend, Talisa. I am really excited about filling in for today's show. It's a beautiful hot day here in Memphis and a gorgeous day here at Crosstown Concourse. Our two awesome guests today, they are from Freedom Preparatory Academy Charter Schools, and they're going to tell us all about FPA. We're going to have a great conversation, so stay with us. And thank you so much for tuning in to WYXR 91.7 FM and being a part of our family. Here we go, más música. Today, you're listening to Talia from La Hora del Sazón on WYXR 91.7 FM, filling in for Have a Talk with Talisa. Talisa, I miss you, my friend. Today,
you're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
Melody is going to share with us a lot of information about Freedom Preparatory Academy, the enrollment process, and much more. Friends, how are you doing?
Good afternoon.
Good Good afternoon. I'm doing great.
Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you guys for joining me on WIXR.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having us.
Tell us, we're going to dive in. Welcome, Dr. Rosenthal, Ms. Weber. To start us off, what is Freedom Preparatory Academy, and how is FPA serving families in Memphis and all across the South?
Well, Freedom Prep Academy, we are a network of six schools. We have five schools here in the local Memphis area, two elementary schools, two middle schools, and one high school. But we've expanded our outreach, our footprint to the Birmingham area. So we also have, we founded a school that just had their first graduation in Birmingham, in Titusville. And so it's awesome, awesome network, all about serving the community, all about the work of preparing students to excel in college and in life. And that holds true from top leadership all the way down to school leadership. We offer a lot for children.
You know, Doc, you mentioned something that sticks, you know, to the heart, hits straight home, preparing our children in the Mid-South, across the Mid-South, for college and life. What does this look like from the earliest grades all the way to high school, especially in Freedom Prep in the Westwood Whitehaven community?
Well, I have a unique situation with being a part of the Freedom Prep team. I actually started out as a classroom teacher. So I have the background knowledge of being in the classroom, connecting with the families and our students. From a middle school to high school, because that's where I started, I had students who came in the seventh grade, and that's the grade that I started teaching. And developing those students into now productive citizens, because my first seventh grade class I had are now college graduates. So exposing them to things that they may not have the resources to be exposed to, living in the Westwood and Whitehaven area. We do college tours for our students. We have career days for our students where we ask all career opportunities to come into our building and express what they do, share their passion in their career, as well as being a diverse group of people where students can see themselves in those particular careers. And I think Dr. Rosenthal has a unique experience to speak on the elementary side of it.
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. And again, let me just a slight correction. We want our children to excel in college and in life. And so not just get to college, but to graduate and to be a high achiever. And so what that looks like for me as an elementary principal, I take it very seriously. And it starts with us. We're the foundation. And so with our kinder, we call them kinder, our kindergarten classes, their homerooms, they're not called homerooms. Each cohort, that's what we call a group of homeroom, they have a college theme. There are college themes throughout the building. So a baby's first time or a student's first time in school, they're immediately connecting to a college. And they're going to have that connection throughout their experience at Freedom Prep, from kindergarten all the way to 12th grade. And we also take it extremely seriously with our lower school literacy, because obviously to excel or to graduate from college, you've got to be a proficient reader. And so I'm very proud of the work that we're doing with our lower school students, K through 12. It's a highly differentiated instruction that's built into what we call tier one instruction. That's regular grade level instruction. So students are giving a text and task that can match their ability, but pushes them to be at grade level. And they receive that, again, throughout their tier one, again, throughout their normal instruction, and not just through what's called intervention. And that happens at typical elementary schools, but in our elementary schools, it happens throughout their instruction.
And to our WYXR listeners who are tuning in, this is Thalia from La Hora de Sazón con Thalia, filling in for Dr. Talisa Franklin on Have a Talk with Talisa. So you're still listening to Have a Talk with Talisa. We are joined today by two awesome guests, Dr. Arthur Rosenthal and Miss Melody Weber from Freedom Preparatory Academy, and they are sharing all about FPA with us on today's Have a Talk with Talisa. Let's pause for a little bit and we'll be back with some more conversation. Tune in.
WYXR is more than just music. It's a vital part of our community, preserving Mid-South culture and keeping local voices on the air. But right now, federal support for public media is at risk. A new proposal in Washington could result in immediate cuts to funding for stations like ours, making it harder to deliver music, stories, and the programming that you count on. You can help protect WYXR and public media nationwide. Visit protectmypublicmedia.org to learn more and send a message to your lawmakers today.
We're back on Have a Talk with Talisa. This is Thalia filling in on WYXR 91.7 FM. We're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Arthur Rosenthal and Ms. Melody Weber from Freedom Preparatory Academy. And fun fact, fam, Freedom Prep is a network of tuition-free charter schools in Memphis and now in Birmingham. And between Memphis and Birmingham, we at Freedom Prep, we serve over 2,000 students. In Memphis, we have the Westwood-Whitehaven area where we have five schools, two elementaries, two middle, one high school. And in Birmingham, in the Titusville, in the heart of the Titusville community, we have our brand new K-5 school. We launched actually in 2024, and we're getting excited for school year number two. Dr. Rosenthal and Melody, thank you for joining us back. Let's dive back in. So we were talking about, what does it look like from the earliest grades all the way through high school at Freedom Preparatory Academy? And Dr. Rosenthal, you lead the Westwood Elementary campus. What makes our FPA Westwood campus such a joyful and safe and loving place for our students, our teachers, and our families?
Oh, thank you for that. Thank you for that. At Westwood, as all of our schools, at all of our Freedom Prep schools, but we really take student school experience very seriously. And so obviously it all starts with high level instruction and structured processes and procedures. But what we like to do at Westwood, it is a culture and a spirit of nurturing. We believe that those are our children. They're the parents, babies at home, but when they come to us, we fully embrace our role to nurture and show love and relationship with students. So every Friday we have what are called Culture Fridays, where we have fun Fridays, a few weeks out of the month. We have club days. It's a lot of activities where we're trying to expose kids, again, as Ms. Weber alluded to, when they're having exposure to things that they typically may not have in their communities. We're really, really big on that. We have a toy store. We have a game room. And the toy store, I know that sounds cute, but it really is intentional. It's really intentional, and it drives the culture of our school.
But Dr. Rosenthal, we have a name for it, right? We don't call it the toy store.
We call it the Eagle Store. There yes, ma'am. Yes, Eagle thank you for store. That correction. It is the Eagle Store. And so what we do, again, we're always trying to push our students to understand in life, you have to persevere. And you have to stay focused. You have to stay committed. And so they earn Eagle Bucks throughout the year for various things, for attendance, for a behavior, for test scores. And we open this store up once in 9 weeks where they're able to cash in their Eagle Bucks for toys. But not just simple toys, though. We have some high-end items. We have TVs. We have drones. We have hoverboards. We have really high student interest toys that they would want that they're really pushing and staying focused and dedicated to get those. And, I mean, it's a lot of life lessons. We're teaching them about delayed gratification. Because there are some cheaper toys. You could either buy the little plastic ring, or you can save, stay consistent in your excellence, and get a TV or get a hoverboard. We're teaching them about money. My educational why was to break generational poverty, mindsets of generational poverty. And I feel that in providing this toy store for our students, we're teaching a lot of life lessons. So this year we're looking at adding a stock market element to where they can make more money if they invest their Eagle Bucks into the stock market.
I love that because it ties into real world application. And also, we're working on these life skills and making everything real world applicable to our students. And also, we're talking about this Eagle Store that's an incentive for positive reinforcement, but essentially it is tied back to academics. Talking about our schools, all of our Freedom Prep schools, they're level 5 schools. That means we've received the highest ratings in Tennessee, the TVOS. Do you want to talk to us more about that, Dr. Rosenthal?
Absolutely.
Behind the success, you know, how do you and the teachers help the students grow so much? Or how did you help them grow so much this year?
Absolutely. Thank you for that. Well, anybody, any educator understands in this modern education, accountability is big. High stakes testing, whether you like it or not, that's how education has gone the last 20 or so years. And so I am very proud of not just my campus, all of our campus, all five of our Memphis campus were level five in TVOS. And what TVOS measures is student growth. And so we're looking at a cluster or cohort of students, how where they performed on 10 Ready 1 year compared to the previous year. And that's how the state measures growth. Level three means it's effective. Kids are growing pretty much where they should grow. Level four is above average. The kids are growing at a really great rate. But level five, the highest designation, means it's statistically significant, a significant growth. And every one of our schools achieved that mark. But I do have to say this. Our mission, again, we want our children to be successful in college. And so we celebrate growth. Growth is awesome. Growth is it's the evidence of the hard work we're putting in to meet students where they're at. But our whole focus is achievement, student achievement, closing the achievement gap. And student achievement is simply defined as the percent of students that actually perform on grade level. And there is, when we talk about the achievement gap, I know there's a big gap between the percent of students that are on grade level across various communities. If I could, last year on 10 Ready, about 40% of Tennessee students were on grade level. But when you break that up into communities, you see huge disparities. So if you look at Asian students, it was approximately about 69-70% of their students were on grade level. Students of that community were on grade level. Approximately 48-49% of white students, and Tennessee students, I should say, were on grade level, which is almost majority. But when you drill down to a lot of the student communities that we serve, black and brown children, you see a big gap. For Hispanic students, about 28% were on grade level. And for African-American students, again, predominant student population that we serve, African-American and Hispanic, but African-American only 23%. So you see there's a big gap. That's what we refer to as the achievement gap. And at Freedom Prep, we love the growth, we celebrate the growth, but we are pushing to close that gap. We really are measuring our success by the percent of students that are on grade level.
You know, Freedom Prep has been around for over 15 years, and you know, the school, we pride ourselves on receiving TVOS Level 5 for many years, Tennessee Charter School Changemaker Award. Ms. Weber, can you speak to us a little bit about, you know, is from the lens of a family member or a community member or a friend, un amigo de la comunidad, that is just now hearing about Freedom Prep?
Right.
What makes FPA, our charter school, and I'm saying our because I'm a part of Freedom Prep Academy, so today is a fun tidbit for me because I get to interview my teammates. What makes FPA different from other traditional, you know, charters or neighborhood schools or private schools? What advice can you tell our families who are tuning into WYXR 91.7 FM? And this is Thalia filling in for Have a Talk with Talisa, chatting with Ms. Weber and Dr. Rosenthal from Freedom Preparatory Academy Charter Schools.
Well, there are several things that make us different than any other school. One being the community that we serve is very diverse, which means we have bilingual support for our families that speak Spanish. There's a bilingual staff person at every campus. Even with families that are interested in coming aboard Freedom Prep, we have a bilingual coordinator that can really address any questions, concerns, or needs that the family may have in their native language. I know sometimes that's a barrier, so one, I feel that separates us from others. A constant family communication. Your teachers will communicate with you whether your student is doing amazing work or if there are some corrections that need to be made. A lot of times parents only receive phone calls or emails or text when their student need to have some corrective behavior, right? But we believe that every parent needs to be celebrated with their student when their student does well. That's a really big thing that we believe in. I've had families come back and say, I've received more phone calls this year celebrating my student than, and I don't have the anxiety when the school calls that something has happened or it's an issue with my student. I look forward to the phone ringing because I feel like my student may be celebrated in this moment, which is big for our families. We also have family liaisons. We have family nights. We have family-led workshops for other family members. I know I'm going on and on, but we do so many amazing things.
Wait, Ms. Weber, this is across all five of the campuses, plus across state lines in Birmingham
absolutely.
As well, right?
Absolutely. Everything that I am speaking on is not one campus versus another one. This is at every single campus that falls under the umbrella of Freedom Prep.
I love that. And parents who are tuning in, you know, we have some fun facts about Freedom Preparatory Academy. Our mission is to prepare all students, todos los estudiantes, for college and life. We want them to excel in college and in life. And you want to tell us about our fun fact about our college, our high school students?
So our high school students, every single high school student was accepted into a college or university program. Which is absolutely amazing. This past year, I think we had over 90 graduates. So we celebrate our seniors for the amazing work, whether or not they started in kindergarten, pre-K or kindergarten with us, or whether or not they started in their high school careers with us. We celebrate the achievement that Dr. Rosenthal has talked about and the hard work that they have put in order for them to earn those scholarships, for them to have earned the opportunity to have a signing day where they tell their parents and their families what institution they are choosing to go to. Because keep in mind, a lot of them have several options to choose from, not just one.
I love that. And Freedom Prep, one of my favorite personal experiences. Again, not a biased interview, but you know, a little bit. I love that FPA does emphasize community and unity, and we have a shared purpose with the core values and beliefs of I am because we are, Ubuntu. And this was all founded by our amazing CEO and founder, Ms. Roblyn Webb, back in 2009 with the focus of FPA schools. We want to celebrate diversity. We want to celebrate diverse backgrounds and the resilience of our students and our families. And now, you know, just a little bit, just off the grid here, off the charts, I want to know personally, what brought you to FPA? Dr. Rosenthal, can you share with us, you know, you've been with us, we've been at FPA for about the same time now together. Can you share with us, and you've been in education for nearly two decades.
Yes, ma'am. Two decades.
Two decades. he said two. What brought you to Freedom Prep and what keeps you inspired as a school leader?
Well, I must say that Freedom Prep has always had a very strong reputation among educators, among local educators. And I really loved when I had the opportunity to join the network because I knew that I would have autonomy. I would have certain freedom as long as I'm aligned with the framework. But I would have freedom, a little more freedom to serve my students as needed at my particular campus. And so I love that. I love the support. You mentioned Ms. Webb, the CEO, awesome woman.
Yes, she is.
Awesome woman. And her vision she's been in 16 years. And in a charter world, you know, that's not always the case. But it just speaks to the stability. It just speaks to the work and the effectiveness of the work. And I just love it. I love the CEO. I love senior leadership. And it feels really good and pure to be able to work for an organization that truly tries to live up to the mission. It's not just talk. We start senior lead when we have meetings. We start with our mission. We constantly discuss it. We go over it. We infuse it in our discussion. So I just love it. I love being able to serve the community and that align to my personal why of getting an education.
And that ties into that Ubuntu, right? The community that I am because we are. And that spirit shows up across our campuses, our networks, with our djembe drums in the community circle. Ms. Weber, what got you in the Freedom Prep?
So I have a very unique situation of how I came to Freedom Prep. I always tell people that Freedom Prep chose me, which speaks again to another department of Freedom Prep, which is the HR team. I was in search of a place where I could grow. And I went to one of the job fairs that Freedom Prep had. I had no idea who Freedom Prep was. And this was 10 years ago. So I went. And speaking with, I did not know that the young lady at the table was the one of the HR reps. And she was asking me some questions. And I could see other people passing me going into the holding room. And I kept doubting myself, saying, why am I not going into the holding room? And she said, give me just a second. And she comes back with this gentleman. I did not know at the time that it was the head of school. And he said, Ms. Weber? I said, yes. He said, if you don't mind, I would like to have a conversation with you. I said, sure. So I go in and we start having this conversation. And I notice that the meeting is starting. And I'm still thinking, why won't they let me go and listen in the meeting? And he said, well, the meeting is about to start. Do you mind if we continue this conversation over here? I said, sure. So I go and we have like the 25-30 minute conversation. And at the end of the conversation, I'm thinking he's going to tell me what the next step is. And he said, well, Ms. Weber, I have a position for you that I would like to offer you. So in that moment, I felt like I found, linking back to one of our five core values. Well, our five core values are excellence, integrity, responsibility, respect, and community. And thinking back to community, I was then invited into their community just by who I was, which was big for me. So I go on and I teach seventh grade math for about 6 years. And then my last year in middle school, I transitioned to teaching a financial literacy class for sixth, seventh, and eighth graders, which I absolutely loved. Then at that point, I get an opportunity to transition to our high school. So now I get to grow as an educator. I get to the high school and my first 11th grade class were my first set of seventh graders that I taught at Freedom Prep. So I got to impact a group of students, not once, but twice. And now those students have graduated this past academic season. They were graduating from their four-year institutions. So I just say that Freedom Prep, even though I was looking for a community, they chose me to be a part of their community. And I've been here since then, and I've been growing and thriving. So if anybody out there is looking for a home, connect with our HR department. We would love to interview you and have you come aboard as part of our community as well.
I love that. And as an organization and former teacher, I think, you know, that speaks volumes when you have an organization that supports you beyond the classroom, in the classroom, beyond the classroom, not only supporting, you know, you as a teacher, as an educator, you as a leader, a head of school, but also the students and the families. And it's a holistic approach model that impacts the success of the organization. We are tuning in to WYXR 91.7 FM. This is Thalia filling in for Have a Talk with Talisa. Let's take a pause, take a breather. And for us listeners out there, nuestra familia, the WYXR, call us 901-460-3031. Tell us, why do you love WYXR? How are we doing? ¿Cómo estamos? We'll return with Dr. Rosenthal and Ms. Weber from Freedom Preparatory Academy shortly. See, this is what happens when you speak fast on the radio. Here we go.
Support for WYXR comes from Slowdown Cinema Club, presenting a special screening of The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou at the Museum of Science and History, Thursday, June 26th. More info and tickets can be found at slowdowndrygoods.com.
Welcome back. Bienvenidos on Have a Talk with Talisa. This is Thalia filling in, and we are joined by Ms. Melody Weber and Dr. Arthur Rosenthal from Freedom Preparatory Academy Charter Schools here in Memphis, a network of free public charter schools across the Westwood Whitehaven community. Team, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And we're tuning in to Have a Talk with Talisa, but learning about Freedom Preparatory Academy. And Dr. Rosenthal and Ms. Melody and Ms. Weber, they're sharing with us their experiences. And also, you know, we're talking about our mission of preparing all students in pre-K through 12th grade to excel in college and in life. And I love the fact that the organization, I mean, across Memphis, across Westwood, Whitehaven, we have over 2,000 students, but we're a network that offers pre-K. So correct. Moms, dads, abuelas, tías, tíos, if you have a little four-year-old turning five, we welcome you too.
Even so, if you have a three-year-old
That
is about to turn four, please connect with us and we can get you started through the process that your baby will be able to attend pre-K up and coming school year.
So let's talk about that. If I'm a mom.
Yes.
I have 5-year-olds, okay. Elementary, maybe a middle schooler or a high schooler. What does enrollment look like at Freedom Preparatory Academy?
Well, a new family, they have multiple ways of connecting with someone to help them through the process. But first, what they want to do is go to our website, which is www.freedomprep.org. And on that site, they'll click the Memphis location and then click Apply as a New Family. Once the application is submitted, it takes about 24 to 48 hours to process that application. And once the application is processed, based on the email address that they leave on their app, we will notify them of the registration, the next step in the registration process. So it's very easy, even if you're not tech savvy. I know we have at our campuses some families who have guardians that are not as tech savvy. They can call the campus. They can call 901-538-9500 and listen to the option for which campus you're interested in enrolling a student and press that option. They will speak with one of our front office staff members who will walk them through either how to do it, because sometimes they have questions. Even if they want to schedule a time that they can come to the campus and sit down physically with someone to do it, we have that as an option as well. We do not leave you out here to do this on your own.
And that option is in Ingles and Español.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Even if you call the campus and you would prefer a Spanish speaker, but you call the campus, you can schedule it. Even if the staff person that answers the phone is not the actual bilingual person, it can be scheduled and we will make that happen for you so that we can get your student enrolled.
And Freedom Prep Academy Network, it's a free.
It is. A lot of people think that it is tuition based and it is not. It is a free public charter school that offers great academic instruction. Also, there's another myth that they have to live in the Westwood and Whitehaven area. Mm-hmm. They do not.
And that goes with a school choice period.
It does.
If you choose us,
you have a choice. You don't have to live in the zip codes of Westwood and Whitehaven. You could live in South Memphis. You could be a parent who works in downtown. You could drop your baby off and come straight to work in the downtown area. You do not have to live in the Westwood and Whitehaven area in order to apply for your student to be a Freedom Prep student.
Well, Ms. Weber, what about, you know, transportation? Because you mentioned, you know, school choice period, it's open.
Right.
I could live anywhere across town. But what if, you know, due to my work schedule or situation, I'm not able to physically get my child to Freedom Preparatory Academy? What's my option?
We do have a bus. But the buses are limited to a certain demographic area of pickup and drop off. We have bus routes. So outside of that, we've also have parents who live 15 minutes, 20 minutes away, but have connected with Mataretti, and they schedule pickup times for their students to be picked up at the house and dropped off at the campus, as well as picked up from the campus and dropped off at the home as well. So we do have a few options when it comes to transportation for your students. We would just need you to connect with the actual campus to figure out if the transportation options we have available fit your need.
And we can do that by calling 901-538-9500 and selecting the campus of your choice and the language of your choice, and you'll be connected to one of our FPA teammates.
Absolutely.
All right. So we have the enrollment process. You know, what's important? What's our key takeaway for this upcoming school year? Enrollment.
Yes, enrollment. We are still accepting applications. We are still enrolling students. We are still accepting students. And I know that I've given out the general phone number. If you all would like to contact me, I can be reached at 901-498-1849, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, to answer any questions that you may have. You may have questions about having an elementary, middle school, and a high school student. And you may have specific questions directed toward each one of those grade levels, where calling one campus and then having to hang up the phone to call a second campus to have to hang up the phone and call a third may be a bit much. Just call me directly. I can answer any questions that you have. And then we can move forward in that application process.
Amazing. We are learning and listening to WIXR 91.7 FM, Have a Talk with Talisa. And we're joined by Miss Melody Weber and Dr. Arthur Rosenthal from Freedom Prep Academy. And we're talking and learning all about this Level 5 transformative network of free public charter schools in the Westwood Whitehaven community. Dr. Rosenthal, you're one of our lead head of schools across the network.
Yes, ma'am.
And you've been with us for a while now. Can you share a story of when you saw one of our FPA students really thrive at Westwood?
Absolutely. I would just like to say with enrollment, we're still accepting, but spots are filling pretty quickly.
Absolutely, they
are. Spots are filling pretty quickly, so we would encourage anyone interested to go ahead and start the process. At Freedom Prep, again, I love how we're a tuition-free charter because we do pride ourselves on offering a private school experience, but it's free. We're a public school. One particular student that comes to mind with a story, I had a fifth grade student, so came to the network as a fifth grader, which in our building we lovingly refer to as the seniors in the building, right? The other students have been through and they understand the culture, they understand the expectations from kindergarten to fifth. But this student had previously gone to a neighboring school, and he came over his fifth grade year and kind of struggled at the beginning of the year, just with the expectations or maybe some norms that he was used to in his previous school. So I first met him, this young man's trying to orchestrate a fight in a bathroom, and that's unheard of at our school. And so the other young men, they went and reported it. So I met with them, I talked to them, met with mom. Mom didn't really care for me to discuss the expectation. So we settled that issue. A few days later, the young man had called a young lady a very inappropriate term that he didn't think it was much. But the young lady was extremely offended, which I love because we're always preaching for our young ladies to understand, to demand respect.
To speak up for themselves.
To speak up for themselves and be respected. That they're a young lady and they're not a derogatory term. But again, this young man thought that that was normal. He didn't think it was a big deal. So long story short, had issues. I've talked with him. I poured into him. And then one day, he stayed late. I spoke with mom after school dismissed. He was at the school an hour later, last child in the building, me and him. And I spoke with mom. Mom, I just don't have any way to come and get him. I just don't know what to do. So I don't want to get myself in trouble. But I took him home. And when I took him home, he went to a set of apartments. And when I really saw where he lived, it really opened my heart because he was in a set of apartments where some of the units were boarded up, a lot of questionable activities going on around. I walked him to his mother, and then as I drove back, I reflected again back on our mission, all students to excel. And it made me want to pour into him a little bit more. And so at that point, I realized mom really wants better because there was a school right near where he lived. But mom was really pushing to have him go to our campus, which was a few miles away. And so I paired them with a male teacher, a couple of male teachers, poured into them, checked into them more. And it was just beautiful to see the turnaround. It was beautiful. His grades improved. He clearly saw that that behavior was not going to be acceptable at our school, and he changed. Grades got better. Scores got better. He was being more respectful. He started identifying or relating to being a respectable gentleman, which is my goal. And so much so was so sweet. On the last day of school, this young man was crying. He was crying so heavily because he had formed so many relationships with his teachers, with his friends. He didn't want to leave. His teacher had to literally hug him as he was crying and walk him to his car. And to me, that just meant the world. It was truly a turnaround story. It just speaks to how you can never give up on children. They are children. When they misbehave, sometimes it's age appropriate. We have to ask ourselves, is our response to that age appropriate? Are we truly trying to serve the baby? And in that case, we did. And I really hold true to that. You know, that's what I hold on to every day. Like, I fully recognize and I fully embrace the impact that I can have, that my teachers can have, that all of the staff can have on a student's life, on a child's life. When I lead trainings at the beginning of the year, I'll ask everybody, hey, raise your hand if you can remember a time when you were a child and an adult said something negative to you, an adult said something that tore you down. And everybody raises their hands. And I say, look at that. You know, you're 30, 40, however years old you are. And that memory that happened 20, 25 years ago still sticks in your mind. That speaks to the impact that we can have on our students. And so I carry that very personally, that I want to provide a supportive, nurturing environment. And I have direct control over that. I can push my school to be supportive, to be nurturing, or to be apathetic and not really care. And so love the fact I work with a network that absolutely, Freedom Prep absolutely supports nurturing. They demand that we're nurturing and that we have relationships with our babies.
And that's great to hear. And it's very inspiring and motivating that an organization educates the whole child. So whether that's through the curriculum, correct, you know, liberation, arts, social, emotional learning.
Right. And one of the another thing that separates us from every other school, every single school has a school social worker at the school to help students with that Ed Life piece.
And they have their full time.
They are full time. They are there when the students arrive and they are there when the students go home.
And then not only do we have that social and emotional learning curriculum and the counseling that starts at an early age, when we grow with the network, whether when we're in elementary, middle, and then we get to high school, yes, we also receive an additional support of that counseling and career and college readiness, right?
Yes, yes. The high school has college counselors. There are 3 college counselors on staff to aid and guide students starting their freshman year when they are actually earning those credits towards graduation. The work that they do, it shows when 100% of your graduating class has been accepted to a college or university.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I can even say at my campus, my SEL worker, social emotional worker, has gone so far. We had a family situation where they had a fire, and he worked directly with the family to try to help find them temporary placement to get them resources. And at my campus, my SEL worker does that consistently, routinely. And again, that goes above and beyond most schools, which have a general counselor. Our SEL workers, they do the work what a traditional counselor would do, but they go far and above and beyond.
That is a fun fact tidbit for parents and families to keep in mind when selecting the best academic option for their children. And listening, you're listening to Have a Talk with Talisa. This is Thalia filling in and chatting with Dr. Arthur Rosenthal and Ms. Melody Weber from Freedom Prep Academy. And we're almost at our hour. Ya se fue la hora tan rápida. Y tenemos varios listeners, and I tend to speak Spanglish. So thank you, because WYXR, we are a community-based station, and we have a diverse audience, one of the most diverse audience with listeners, even internationally, overseas. And I want to thank WYXR for the warm welcome to the station and also with Have a Talk with Talisa. We want to thank everyone for tuning in and being a part of the WYX family, and also, you know, keeping the community radio station going. As we close it out, because we do have the best station here in Memphis, Tennessee. What do you want our listeners, team? What do you want our families, our parents, our aunties, uncles, guardians, extended family, friends? What do you want them to know about what's happening at FPA? And, you know, maybe an advice or a tidbit of why they should consider us as their academic school of choice.
Well, again, if your child attends a school in the Freedom Prep Network, you can be absolutely assured that we're focused on the whole child development. Again, obviously academics, right? Rigorous instruction and academics, that's the expectation, that's the given. But the dessert to that, right? The extra is that we really care about the overall development. I mean, think about, we talk about our core values, community. I think a lot of the issues that our city has, the world actually has right now, some people not understanding the importance of community, of being a part of something bigger than yourself. We're instilling that value in our children. You have to excuse me. I love to call them babies, but I know they're our students. But we instill those values when they're in kindergarten. From kindergarten to 12th grade, we're constantly reinforcing community. The world is bigger than you. Be selfless. Help. Be a productive member of a bigger group. So much so with our community circles. And that pays homage to African tribe and folklore, to where once a week the students are in a circle, just as a tribe, as a family. And a true school family, a true school community is the experience that we absolutely work for, and I think we do a good job of delivering.
And we're growing, now, we're loving, we're learning, we're thriving, and you are invited.
You are. Everyone has an invitation to come and be a part of the Freedom Prep team and community. However, I do want you to know that we're filling up very quickly. So if from this interview or anything that you've heard about or anything resonates with you and your family and you want to take a look into Freedom Prep, take that time now to do it and act fast. The website, once again, is www.freedomprep.org. Please follow all our social sites, the Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We have a lot of things that are posted on our Facebook page that will keep you up to date. Any enrollment events where you can find myself and the bilingual coordinator. We may be at, tomorrow I'll be at the farmer's market.
South Memphis Farmer's Market.
From 8 a.m. until 11. And I will be there. So if you want to stop by, ask more questions, start the application process. As well as if you want to join a team, Dr. Rosenthal spoke on the teachers and staff. I spoke from a place of connecting. So we just want students and staff, come aboard and join our community.
Fantastic. So your child's future and your teaching future starts here at Freedom Preparatory Academy with excellence and community. Learn more, visit freedomprep.org or call us 901-538-9500. This is Thalia on WYXR filling in for Have a Talk with Talisa. Thank you so much, Mr. Rosenthal, Dr. Rosenthal, and Ms. Weber for tuning in and joining us on today's show. And our listeners, thanks for joining us on WYXR. Until next time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Want to reach a passionate audience who loves Memphis's arts and music scene? Sponsor WYXR and connect your brand with the city's creative community. More information at WYXR.org/sponsorship.
Hey everyone, my name's Anna, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
It's too late, my